Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't ever want to feel like you're in debt to someone.
Yeah, yeah.
But on the other hand, you don't want to take advantage of friends and family.
Not true.
When you throw in something of value between two folks who know each other well, it creates a very awkward situation. Because in this case, Kimmy, I'm not taking a dime from your husband, no matter what he says.
Could you just do it to make him feel better?
No, because why?
Well, he can step up other way. He's got to step up.
No, I don't think he has to step up. Our relationship is, I mean, we're past that. We're past that.
I mean, it's no class.
No, you're not helping.
Well, you got to do something.
I feel like you're proving my point right now.
No, but he's being a dick on purpose.
No, I'm saying like you're offering something that's very generous and expensive.
True.
I mean, it's out of their wheelhouse financially.
No, see, he's being a dick.
We've seen her front porch. Dick, it's barren. They have no furniture, Pat.
You don't know where I live.
On purpose. You're hanging out on The Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. It's a big game tonight.
Oh, yeah.
In Buffalo. I know there's plenty of people listening, getting up, going to put a little work in today and then head out to Orchard Park. But I'm not one of them.
Yeah.
I can't make it to the game tonight. My youngest daughter has a tennis match. We're coming for you, Athena.
All right.
But I can't miss that. So, last week, I went to Kimmy and I go, hey, would you like to go to the Dolphins game?
Yeah.
And you can't.
Yeah, well, you got to be back here in the early in the morning.
And so. You're going to be at Bill Gray's tonight that whole thing. Yeah. So just by happenstance, mm-hmm. Kimmy's husband, in his job as a firefighter with mm-hmm. his firefighter cohorts, walk in our studio.
Oh, no kidding.
They're doing a building inspection.
Yeah.
And I go, hey, man, you want to go to the game? And
he's he walked in at just the right time.
Yeah, he goes, oh,
he's Canadian?
Oh, hey. He goes, what do you want for the tickets? And I tell him, look.
These tickets got to go for a pretty damn penny. I mean, this is a prime time game.
Yeah. And they're great seats.
Last season in the stadium.
What are you like, row three?
Row three, 131, seats 3-4.
Ooh, my God.
No big deal.
So these are hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, you know, the secondary market.
Maybe even more.
Yeah, secondary market, maybe. No big deal.
Could they be $400?
It depends. I don't know. I haven't looked at what tickets are going
for. They're $400.
I don't know what they're going for.
No, because when you know I'm right, you get real vague.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't go to the game that much. I know. I barely watch. I just sit there and drink a soda pop.
So here's the thing. Kimmy's husband being a good dude goes, what do you want from him? And I tell him, hey, man, I cannot take money from you.
Class move.
And here's the thing. I also feel weird about selling my tickets, period. We've talked about this before on the show. And with your husband and you even, we've done this dance before.
Yes, we have.
Where, you know, here, take the tickets. Yeah.
But you're fancy Pat now.
You won't take anything.
Poor Pat would have wanted money.
Even busted me.
Poe Pat, back in the day, eating gas station sushi, would want some cash. Just for cigs and scratchers.
So I tell him,
sushi.
Worry about it.
Yeah.
I send him the tickets.
Ooh, look at fancy Pat.
And all week he's been texting me, what can I give you? Sure you don't want it? Blah, 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 blah. And it's making things can be more awkward than it has to be.
Yeah.
Can you please just tell your husband to shut up and take the tickets and have fun?
But he should be quiet about it.
He feels bad about
it. Okay, but that's fine. And he shouldn't pester him anymore about the money.
Yeah.
What he needs to do
what does he
is
need
step
to do?
Up.
No.
And do what?
Get him something.
Well, that's what he's actually been asking me. He's like, what can I get him in the Bills store? And I'm like, honestly, I don't know if there's anything he doesn't already have.
Thank you.
Like, we are talking about the one guy that owns all of the Bills things, and even if he doesn't, I'd be afraid he'd be like, I don't need this.
Have we not seen the Jack Kemp button?
He's so picky with this Bills stuff.
But he works out.
Yeah. No, shut up! Don't do this!
You know, he's got the craft beer fridge down in the basement. Yeah. He likes his gin.
Yeah. I mean, even if he did that, I don't think my husband would still feel like he did enough to make up for the Bills.
But you got to do something. Yeah. Gift card.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Okay.
How about a gift card, like his favorite place to eat, like one of those fancy places down on Canandaigua Lake. He loves to hang out.
Good idea. Yeah. How about the place we just talked about? I wonder if they do gift cards.
How about you're never going to get my tickets ever again if you do that? All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Do you two have problems taking things for free from friends and family?
It does make me feel awkward.
Why?
I just feel like it makes me feel like I now have to return the favor.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, like if I have something that you like or need, I'm going to be, like maybe you don't do it right away. Maybe you don't, if you're not going to take money, obviously, like, I don't know what to do in that moment, but eventually down the road, I'm going to feel like I have to do something.
It's an invoice for me to give you something back. Yeah. So that's all it really is.
Okay, but like if it is a reciprocal relationship, there shouldn't be a problem. Like you do things for me, I do things for you, vice versa.
But especially like when it comes to my husband, like he feels like there's nothing that he can give you that replicates this experience.
But he's an extension of you and you do things for us, so like it all and eventually
not
ends up
really.
It all comes out in the wash down the road.
I guess.
Like, for example, I would never charge my brother for Bills tickets. If I handed them over, right?
No, that's family. Though.
But
yeah, family's different.
I also wouldn't offer to do something if he had something of value that he were to hand me. Like, it's a reciprocal relationship. Eventually, when it all comes to an end, it'll even itself out.
But, I mean, if somebody did something for you, you would feel obligated to give them something back.
Yeah, but I'm a better person than Kimmy's husband. No, I mean, look, in all seriousness, having done this dance 1,000 times with a couple different people, if somebody was like, take them, I want you to have them, I'm done. Okay, fine. I get it. If that's what you want, that's what we're going to do here. No?
I would. I think you got to, he loves that these weird-ass chicken joints.
Oh, my God. Stop giving him ideas.
Get him a nice.
You're right. That's a good one.
Chicken owl, whatever you call it. Chicken little, whatever. Two chicks. Get him one of those gift certificates.
Isn't two chicks this show when I call in sick? 252-WCMF. I can't make the game tonight. My youngest has a tennis match at Athena. See you there, Greece. Mm-hmm. So I gave Kimmy's husband my tickets, and all week he's been asking me, 2 weeks, what can I give you? What do you want? Da-da-da. And I keep having to tell him, stop, no, nothing, none. And it's getting frustrating. Just take the damn tickets.
Well,
all right.
What's frustrating for me, too, is he's now like showing me stuff. He's like, do you think Pat would like this? I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to make this decision. I don't know.
I will be very upset if anything shows up here.
All right. Well, it might. I'm just warning you.
Right, he likes the kettlebell thing.
Shut up.
He likes the kettlebell. Maybe they make not going to buy him a kettlebell.
Maybe they make a Buffalo Bill one.
By the way,
with the Bills logo on.
I would need two kettlebells, and they're very expensive. You can't just buy one kettlebell.
Oh, so you're saying he can't afford it?
It's exactly what I'm saying.
He poor?
When it comes, he's taking free tickets to the Bills game.
He likes that soul food joint.
Shut up.
And he likes that Jamaican joint.
Shut up. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'm getting some ideas here.
All right. With you two, when it comes to stuff you're taking from friends and family, when they go, no, I just want you to have it. When you guys insist on doing something, is it A, because you don't want to look like a mooch, or B, because you don't want to lose a dong measuring contest? Which one is it?
I don't want to get into this revolving door of obligation.
So it's the dong measuring
contest. Yeah, pretty much.
I think I have a fear that one day it'll get thrown back in my face. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not by you. I'm saying in general.
Because
I know a lot of people that like go way out of their way
I could have thrown so much stuff in your face, and I never have.
I'm a great guy. You do it every day, so I have to show.
Yeah, because you suck so hard and you're
rubbing
ugly.
It.
Sorry, Kimmy.
No, I was just going to say, like, I know people, everybody knows people that will go way out of their way to do nice things for you, very thoughtful things, things that you know took them a lot of time or effort or money, and like, It's nice that they do it, but I'm just like, please don't bother. I don't want you to like think down the road. Well, look at all these things that I did for you,
right. and then
like you slip up once, and they could easily use that against
you. It's too much pressure. Oh, he also loves.
That's what it is. It's too much pressure.
One more tip, he also loves.
Yeah.
This high end Japanese whiskey you can get at Century Liquor.
Stop doing that because you guys keep buying me that stuff.
I'm gonna text you. Text me.
Because I already got one of those. I haven't even opened yet.
He's building up a nice little collection.
He hasn't even used your gift yet.
Same one. 252-WCMF. We got folks waiting on hold. We got folks writing us on Instagram. Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Troy writes us on this whole free versus reciprocation thing. He says, this is a tough situation. I hate being given free things from friends and family because it makes me feel like I can't get them on my own. On the flip side, I enjoy gifting things to people because I like seeing them happy. Yeah.
But you do feel like a charity case when somebody gives you something.
But if you can't afford it, you're not a charity case.
But that's an official charity. No, I can't afford it. You give it to me.
I said if you can,
But he can, he can't get those seats.
No, yes, he can. He can afford them.
He cannot afford to go on a secondary market to get those seats.
Yes, he can.
I don't know what they're going for right now in secondary market.
You see how his wife is dressed. Her clothes are old, but never are they dirty.
Game day. Thank you.
She's living just enough for the city?
Just enough.
For the city! All right, let's look it up. You want to play this game? Fine.
Yeah, let's look.
Here's the other problem. Section 131.
Okay.
All right, and use with the first 10 rows. That's usually about the same.
Yeah.
Because here's the other problem. When you do the whole I insist on paying thing, you have to be careful that the money, when you go, oh, I want to pay, that the number that you get back isn't way more than you thought it was going to be.
Oh, like a surprise? Like, what? Like they say yes, and then you go, yeah, it's X amount, and they go, oh, my God.
When we're talking tickets for sporting events or concerts, there are two prices that exist.
Yeah.
The face value price,
right,
which for me is unbelievably inexpensive.
Right.
And the secondary market price, which Kimmy's about to say out loud. The face value can be much, much lower.
Sure.
If you insist on paying, thinking you're going to be giving your buddy $100 to see the Killers at CMAC that he paid, and then he goes, yeah, that'll be $250 because that's what he could have
gotten.
Because
it's like stock.
Exactly.
Yeah, it went up.
Well, what do you do? You're going to pay 2.5 times what you thought you were going to pay?
So these are two seats tonight.
Yes.
In a premium section.
I got them when everybody went on strike during the
premium section.
They are the cheapest tickets in the NFL, and I got them during the drought when the Bills went on strike. I lucked out.
I'm going to say, can I take a shot?
Sure. Kimmy's looking.
I'm going to say those tickets, $400 minimum for the two seats.
Oh, it's more than 400 combined.
Oh, of course. Well, excuse me.
Easy.
Oh, are you scared? Oh.
I would guess they're probably going for 800.
It's not even letting me click on your section. Hold on.
Maybe it's all sold out.
Wait. You think those tickets are $800?
Oh, yeah. For the two of them?
My
all right, let's
God.
See.
It's less than 200.
That is a hell of a gift, Pat.
No, but that's secondary market.
I know you support our first responders, but this is above and beyond. So that's an $800 gift.
Why are you being a dick?
Right, that's amazing.
All right, so two seats that are available in your section, you can't even get them until row 16.
Okay.
So you're up.
It's about $300 a seat.
All right, so that's...
But you're up.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
You're not down where you are. You're row 3.
That's 13 rows back.
Yeah.
Or where I am.
That's the poor people's section.
Okay.
Like, there's just like a kettle of potatoes ladling out to the children.
But I'd actually...
Hey, sir, can I have some more?
If you have potatoes, I'd like to go sit where you're sitting.
No, but they're boiled.
Sean writes us on Instagram, Duff, I'm okay. Boiled potatoes.
But you had to get in line with children with dirty faces.
So Ryan's going to be there too? Barbecue sauce all over it? Sean writes, as someone who goes to this quite often, having an extra seat or two, my view is the tickets are paid for and I'd rather the tickets be used than not. Shut up and enjoy. He's right. I've already paid for the tickets. It's not like I have to like pay a bill off tomorrow for the tickets. They're already paid for. It's done.
Like half their conversation tonight, he's going up with a buddy.
Sure.
They're going to be talking about how expensive this night would have
been.
Yes, that'll be the conversation. It would be with me.
I mean, I'm like,
sure if I had an $800 seat, I'd be going, God damn it, this is a hell of an experience.
Yeah.
I mean, this is how the other half lives.
Yeah,
you see it on TV. Well, you know, you see it on that Bravo channel with those rich people.
I think even my husband's buddy is like, what can we get him? Like,
my husband's feeling
the pressure. Like, they're both feeling the pressure, and my husband's buddy doesn't even know you.
So is this another fireman?
No, this is just a longtime buddy.
No, only room for one hero in my seats, Tommy. One broad-shouldered, shirtless
I think
hero.
Most of his coworkers are also going.
Oh.
They have their own. I think they have season tickets.
Hambone writes us on Instagram. Duffy and WCMF again, if you're just joining us. I can't make the game tonight. My daughter's got a tennis match, so I'll be watching from home. Kimmy's husband just happened to be in our studio doing his job.
Yeah. Place, right time.
When I realized this, so I offered him the seats. I'm giving you guys seats before. I'm not going to take money from you guys.
That's part of it, too.
Class move.
We've used these seats before, and we just feel like, what can we do? We've been waiting for an opportunity to come up where like we could give you something that you want or need. And it hasn't happened.
And he won't stop. He won't drop it. And it's getting annoying. And finally, it's just stop it. All right. So,
Ham. Oh, you know, he's got that Blackstone.
Shut up.
And they make a ton of accessories. But they make a ton of cool accessories that you can buy.
Like he has more stuff for his Blackstone than we have for ours. All right. He's got like the MF-er of Blackstone Grills.
So Blackstone makes a line of bourbons, too.
Do they really?
Yes,
it's got to be terrible.
No, it's what do you mean?
The grill company made.
I don't know.
They don't do it themselves.
Okay.
By the way, I made that part up.
Okay, but it doesn't sound all that crazy.
No,
Yeti probably has
coming soon. Oh, Yeti bourbon's delicious.
Hetty. Hambone writes us. My rule of thumb in a situation like this, offer up something in return no more than two times. If they say no twice, leave it alone. Give them a handshake and a thank you. That's fair enough.
Don't offer. You just do it.
No.
Don't ever offer something because that kind of sounds like you don't want to do it. Just do it and don't ask.
But sometimes people won't accept it.
Okay, that's on them. All right, but then the ball's in their court and you can't control it.
And I think that you genuinely do not want anything.
I don't want anything!
But there are people that do, despite like his daddy saying, please don't.
Maybe
please don't. No, I'm good. No, you don't have to do anything for me. Like, there are people that have that expectation.
Can I ask a real quick question?
Yeah,
I've been seeing this all night and now this morning, people realizing they can't make the game.
Yeah.
How do we feel about people who try to sell their tickets to sporting events?
Oh, I see
events?
It all over my Facebook.
Okay.
To who?
Yeah, so like people on their Facebook or Instagram, because most of the
like
time.
Like your friends?
Yeah, the people that are following you on Facebook and Instagram are just friends. You'll see
so they're in your circle. Yeah.
You'll see like a post that says like two tickets, Bill's Saints. It'll be a picture of the seats, like paid $300, asking $300, DM me if interested.
But I know the guy.
Yeah. Is that an appropriate thing to do?
That's
I
a
mean,
complete
shit. I guess if you're selling them for face value, though.
That's a shit.
Wait a minute. Like not taking money from Kimmy's husband, or Kimmy's husband not paying me, he's a chintz.
Yeah.
Me trying to sell it to my friends on social media also makes me a chintz?
Because you're trying to cash in on your friends.
That's why I don't want to take money from Kimmy's husband.
But
I understand
let's say
that.
Like your close group, nobody wanted the tickets, so you're just trying to get it out. I mean, not everybody on your Facebook page is in your close circle.
Right,
or maybe you show somebody know that the tickets are for sale. I don't really have a problem with somebody.
Yeah, you can hose and chintz over a side buddy. They don't really count.
No, but like Kimmy, one of the potential awkward outcomes is you have a friend or coworker that like, all I want him, would you take $250? And now you got
to. Yeah, but maybe you would.
Bidding war.
You know?
But yeah, but no, now you're going to negotiate with this person and you're both looking chintzes. That could have a long-term effect on that relationship.
And what I'm saying in your particular case with her husband, I'm not saying he's got to get you an $800 gift to reciprocate, but he needs to do something and just give it to you and let it be.
I think Neil has the perfect idea, and we'll end
it
on this to fix it. Request Kimmy's husband paints his chest, go shirtless, everybody wins. I think he's right. America wins.
This sounds like a fetish.
All right.
Yeah, we've had him shirtless over
our show.
Our
guarantees.
Our management came down and took down his shirtless calendar.
Yes, they did.
But that's going back up soon.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
On this show, there are two types of stories we cover a ton.
What's that?
Small-town elected officials mm-hmm. that get wrapped up in massive scandals for no reason. And folks who work in government jobs busted for embezzling.
Oh.
What if I told you guys we have a story in front of us that has both of those things?
Bringing them together?
And past the why or how, or how could they, emotions these stories usually bring out, the better question might be, how easy is it to be this much of a scumbag and end up where you end up? You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We're doing a lot of travel into small towns.
Yeah, where are we going now?
Have you guys ever heard of Throop, New York?
Throop?
Throrroop.
Throop.
Nope.
Throop. No. They're about an hour east of us. They are right on the line of where our listening range is.
Oh, the Throopsers?
Yeah. Hello, Throop. It's next to Auburn.
Oh, all right.
So town officials out in Throop say they've been bamboozled.
What happened?
This week, they filed a lawsuit in court alleging their former town supervisor.
Why do they need a town supervisor?
Well, you have a town.
Yeah.
What are you supervising?
Well, I would guess
man?
Like the smaller Chuck? The town, the more you need a town supervisor, right?
Can you Google?
Probably the more they do.
Can you Google how many people live in Throop, New York? Throop.
All right, so what happened?
They say that this week they filed a lawsuit in county court alleging their former town supervisor stole from the town.
All right.
William Tarby.
Tarby?
Which was always going to be the name of the town supervisor in Throop.
William Tarby. Bill Tarby.
Damn fine to meet you. Pleaded guilty last year. Stealing around $11,000.
That's got to be the town budget.
As his in his final 3 years as town supervisor. Now, that sounds like a lot of money, right?
Yeah,
now,
especially you have a little teeny town.
We don't know what his full punishment was, but part of the guilty plea was he had to pay restitution back to the town after he pleaded guilty for taking the $11,000. Mm. The town now says there is another $36,000.
Wait, how did they miss this?
That he took in a 10-year period working as the town supervisor that previously was unaccounted for. They say he wrote checks to himself, made unauthorized withdrawals while attempting to hide the transactions from the town board. And if he was doing it for 10 years, sounds like he was pretty successful hiding it from the town board.
Yeah.
Kimmy, population of Throop.
So as of, 2025 population is 1,784.
Wait, Miss Ellie died?
Well, you better hope there's no Ellie in Throop because
there's multiple Miss Ellies in that town.
So the town says the money that they are now suing for was not part of the original case.
Yeah.
So the restitution from the guilty plea wouldn't cover it. Now, keep in mind, they are just suing him. This is not a criminal case.
Okay.
So the worst that can happen is he has to pay it back. And this is where we have to remind you, at the moment, these are just allegations.
Yeah.
No one has been convicted of anything except the thing he pleaded guilty for, taking the $11,000. So he is guilty of that.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So a town of just over 1,000 people,
where
if these allegations are true, over a 10-year period, the town supervisor stole almost over $40,000.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
We have two standard break room stories smashed together.
Yeah, you do.
Embezzlement, which we talk about a ton with Momvix, and small town elected officials doing something really stupid and illegal and getting busted. Is it just me, or does it sometimes feel like only giant scumbags get elected to small town office?
Well, maybe they don't enter as scumbags, but you get scummy in the process.
Okay.
Between the election and the job and the power.
Okay. So we've kicked around theories, but that is not fair, by the way. There are plenty of people doing their best in these small town places to get elected. But we've kicked around theories why this happens. You just brought up one of them. Power goes to their head, right? They start to feel like they're untouchable.
Just the ease of doing it.
You got it.
And they got away with it.
A lot of the times when we've seen these stories, it doesn't seem like they had some elaborate plan to like try to get away with it. They just like simply wrote themselves checks in this case, you know?
And if it's true, you did it for 10 years.
10 whole years.
Yeah.
So you got to feel a little bulletproof.
Oh, yeah.
If I do something for a decade, I'm thinking nobody's watching this.
But what's funny about this is if the allegations are true in this lawsuit, right, it was only $3,600 a year.
Right.
Like, that doesn't make any kind of difference. But you're now exposing yourself to these charges.
But he did it, man.
Or at least the lawsuit.
You know, it's true.
I mean, well, the $11,000 is true. Yeah. He pleaded guilty to that. Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I think it's time to have a conversation.
About what?
Well, it feels like we're really bad at electing good people to represent us. Is that a fair statement?
I guess.
On the whole.
All right. Okay. But these are the people that want to do these jobs.
And that's just it.
I mean, you know.
To be a good politician, you have to be a smooth-talking scumbag. Not that they're all smooth-talking scumbags.
No, but you have to lie.
Okay. So with that in mind,
yeah.
Maybe it's time to try a new approach, and I have an idea.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
What?
Surprise candidate.
What do you mean? Pop-up candidate?
Everybody gets to nominate someone they know.
Okay.
That would be really good at whatever elected job.
How does this work?
Totally secret ballot. Right. So like the town you live in, the village you live in, whatever, will send you a piece of paper. Yeah. And it'll say like town supervisor, treasurer.
Write a name down.
Yep, and you write down their name and address, and you tally those up. And then when it's all brought in, you have an election between the top three nominees. No parties, no advertising, no backroom deals. They get a month to debate. They sell you on why they would be best at the job, and then they vote.
Okay. All right. You still might get a scumbag.
It's possible.
True.
But you wouldn't have people that are sociopathic, potentially, because you could stand in front of a camera and tell yourself.
How would that not go to your head, too? Everybody likes me.
What I'm getting at is, we all know people in our lives that are good people, honest people, smart people, that we think would be really good at these jobs.
Yes.
And they won't run because, A, they don't want to expose themselves to dirty politics. B, they don't have the personality in which they could get elected despite the fact that they would be really good at it.
Sure.
This would, in theory, propel some of those people to those jobs.
But now you're dragging them kicking and screaming into office because they didn't. You just put their name out there without asking anybody.
Yeah. We need you. It's for the country. It's for your town. It's
for
your village.
It's
Was
it Thorpe?
Throop.
Throop.
It's for Throop. Do it for Throop.
Yeah.
Put that on a
Be
t-shirt.
A Throoper.
No, I mean, let me ask you a question. You're a bad example because you're a terrible person. Right. Kimmy.
Yeah.
You're an honest-ish person.
Ish.
Sure. You work hard-ish.
Kind of lazy.
All right, so let's say you get a knock on the door from a city of Rochester official.
Yeah.
And they go, you've collected the most names.
Okay.
People want you to run for mayor.
Yeah.
Would you run?
No.
Why?
I just don't want to be the face
mayor
of anything.
Kimmy.
I'm not good. You'd also have to have somebody that's okay with being criticized with everything they do.
You get
do
picked on constantly.
Yeah, if there's someone that
they say terrible things about you.
Yes.
I don't know. And you'd also have to consider, like, if you have a family, if you have kids, like, if you have anybody that's also going to be affected by you holding that position.
But you don't have kids.
I don't. I do not.
Oh, my God. Kimmy should run for mayor.
You're it.
I just.
Kimmy.
You're ours.
Kimmy.
Kimmy.
I think you have to believe in yourself to some extent to do that job. And if you're nominating people that don't feel that they're qualified or aren't up for the job, I don't know how that's going to work either.
But let me counterpoint.
Give it a try, but what if I don't want to just try it and then have it be a complete disaster.
All of those arguments are very understandable arguments. But to counterpoint what you just said, let's say you do have kids that could be affected by this. Wouldn't you want to have someone in power that wouldn't be corruptible for a better future for your kids? When you say, I don't think I can do the job. Well, you have hundreds of people potentially that believe you can, that wouldn't give you the confidence.
But you're not thinking of, no matter how good of a job you do or think you're doing, people are still going to come for you and your family.
Well, hold on. Think about the little girls looking up to you. The little girls looking up to you and saying, you know what? That's what I want to be. They want to aspire to be Kimmy.
Yeah.
You don't need fashion sense. You don't need makeup and jewelry. You just got to bring the raw energy.
You don't need
blinged out
buttons on your collar.
No, you just got to bring the raw energy.
I wasn't sure who she was talking about in the room when she started blinged out. Really.
Yeah,
both
true,
of us have pretty big blinged out
different,
collars.
Different bling.
Yeah. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Andrew writes us on Instagram. Pretty good question this morning. Are we still allowed to criticize government officials? We'll let you know tomorrow if we're still here. We're talking about this story out in Throop, New York, just outside of Auburn. The town supervisor, former town supervisor out there, pleaded guilty last year to taking $11,000 in his 3 years as final 3 years as town supervisor. The town says there was another $36,000 that he took over a 10-year period working as town supervisor that was not part of that guilty plea.
Yeah.
They're suing him for it. And again, right now they are just allegations, but we see so many stories now, especially in small towns around our area where with judges and supervisors and highway department heads and all these things of they're getting in trouble for stupid, crazy things. And Tommy theorizes, you know, part of it is because they have the personalities to run this stuff. And that makes the borderline sociopathic or the power goes to their head. My idea, surprise candidate, you get a paper at your house, you write down the people in your life who you think would be the best at town supervisor, treasurer, blah, 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 blah. Those people get told they have a month to debate three of them, the top three. We vote, no parties, no money, no advertising, no nothing. That's a better world, man. Is that not a better world?
But how...
And it's still a democracy.
Yeah, but wouldn't that just kind of lead to people like campaigning for themselves or knocking on your door telling you why like you should vote for me? I mean, I don't see how... I think eventually it's going to evolve into what we already have.
If you eliminate the money, it becomes a better situation.
Okay, take the money out of politics.
I'm willing to hear that out.
Well, look, I mean, if we're going to talk about why this would not work, right now, I think you can make the argument. We are just electing the most charismatic people.
Well, that's the way it's always been, really.
But that's what you could... That's who you could nominate anyway.
And then, yes, you're right. It's not a perfect system. But this gives the ability for non-charismatic people to do the job. We never... All right, look. I think it could also inspire people.
Also, like, I know some very likable people who I would not want to run anything politically.
But you wouldn't write them down.
Well, maybe you don't know that till you get to that job. But some of the most likable people at your job, not all of them are the hardest workers.
Look, I'm not saying...
And boy, we use your process.
Yeah.
And it might not be a bad process.
Like, how many people would put Tommy Mulet down?
This is the point I'm about to make. Okay. You're going to elect some ugly-ass people.
You are going to have a fugly party.
It does.
By the way,
usually more attractive people with charisma get elected.
Have you been watching the news lately?
We got some good-looking
people. Do we?
Well, you two are picky. But you're going to get some chip-tooth, tatted-up, lazy-eyed mayor.
Can they do the job?
No, because he's only got one good eye.
What are you talking about?
I feel
about?
Like what you're saying is actually a good thing. Not a bad thing.
Yes. Ugly people should represent us. Most of us are ugly.
Yeah, we don't vote ugly.
Yeah, that's my point.
We vote handsome.
That's my point.
Charisma. I say only the handsome people.
Look, we've talked about this on the show before, Tommy. Yeah. Somewhere in America, anywhere amongst the 340 million people, 360 million people that exist, the perfect president exists.
Yeah, sure.
There is someone. Knows all there is to know about economics and foreign policy and domestic production and yada, 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 yada. But that person does not have the personality. That person does not have the money. That person does not have the connections to run this country. And I understand that what I'm talking about here would not work on a national level.
Okay.
Right? But if you agree that somewhere in this country there was someone that could never win an election due to finances or personality, that has the answers, that could put us in a good spot, why would it not work locally?
But that's not necessarily going to get him elected, even with your process, because still people have to want to get that guy in there.
Yeah, he's
had to be on enough people's radar to get him elected.
Okay,
which is hard.
You're right. You're right.
Because there's no campaigning, according to you.
Okay. Well, you know, you get a month after you've been nominated.
Yeah, but the nomination process, nobody knows you.
Okay. I like my idea. And I think it would work. And by the way, again,
you're going to elect like Weeze's old producer.
Actually, a couple of them. I'd vote for Lumpy. Wouldn't vote for Lumpy?
I would vote for Rich.
Yeah, Lumpy. 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 I'm voting for Lumpy over Kimmy now. Kimmy's out.
All right, I'm out.
Done.
That's fine.
All right, let's take a break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home. You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Tommy coming off a 4-1 week.
Yeah, buddy.
And we all know how this goes. If you follow his picks, now comes the massive collapse, which is making all Bills Mafia nervous about where he's going with this. Because there are some football experts who will tell you what you want to hear. But only one man.
Some football experts will tell you what you want to hear. Our football expert tells you what you need to know. It's Tommy Tells It Like It Is in the Break Room on WCMF.
Tommy, are you ready?
I'm ready, buddy.
Our first pick.
Let's do it.
Over-under.
Oh.
It sounds
Is that
more
your
like...
collar choking you?
Over-under.
Yeah, buddy.
225 yards passing for Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. Tua has had a weird season so far. Opening weekend against the Colts, he looked awful. He did not break 115 yards passing.
Yeah.
Sunday, he was slinging it all over the yard. Still lost, but he threw for 300 yards, over 300 against the Patriots. And we know despite the issues that the Dolphins have, there are enough weapons on this team for them to potentially go off offensively.
Yeah.
In the last four games against the Bills, Tua has gone over 225 two times. And just so you know, the last time Tua played the Bills, he had one of the best games of his career, 25 of 28, 231, two touchdowns, no picks. And the Bills' defense is not healthy right now.
Yeah.
Ed Oliver, tonight, out.
Yeah.
Bills linebacker, Matt Milano, tonight, out. Bills nickel corner, Taron Johnson, tonight, limited snaps.
Oh, my God.
All of these.
Wait, they're all out?
Well, Johnson's going to play, but not.
Oh, my God.
Questionable.
No, Pat.
Do we get primetime Tua, or is this another rough night out for the Dolphins, over under 225 yards passing for Tua Tagovailoa?
All you've been talking about is this Bills defense can't do.
I didn't say can't do.
Oh, you've been saying it. Remember, don't corners. Ed Oliver. Blah, 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 blah. They destroyed the Jets.
Yes.
The Jets.
Yes.
And they're going to do the same thing to the Dolphins.
Milano being out now affects.
Milano. You can't replace Milano.
No, you really can't.
You cannot replace Ed Oliver.
You can't replace Milano.
You need healthy corners, even though they keep winning with the strategy.
They've won two games, and one of them they had to do something that was never done in the history of the NFL.
And did they do it?
They did.
Oh, so they did do it.
You're going to do that every week.
They don't have to do it every week. Okay. They do it when it's necessary.
Over, under, 225 yards passing for Tua Tagovailoa.
No, this kid is going to have – it's going to be a nightmare night for this kid.
The last,
I pray for him. Even though I don't pray.
So to be clear.
To be clear.
You are under.
I'm an unbeliever who's going to pray for this child.
225 yards passing for Tua.
This kid, it's going to be terrible.
Tommy, second pick.
Yeah.
You ready?
No, of course I'm ready.
Over under.
Look at these shoes.
35 yards rushing for Bills quarterback Josh Allen.
Mm.
Josh has used his legs in different ways the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Against Baltimore, it was short but effective touchdown runs.
Yeah.
Against the Jets, he took off running like that one time.
Well, he broke it off.
But he never really stopped, right? We all know what he can do, but we have a potential problem. Josh's nose right now is a hamburger.
Yeah, I'm sure it's getting better every day.
It looks like he is going to be wearing a visor tonight for the first time ever in an NFL game. Mm-hmm. And you have to wonder if, one, the Bills coaching staff is telling him to be cool and do not put yourself in harm's way. And two, if because of the pain, and again, as a man who's broken his nose multiple times, it is unbelievably painful if he himself will keep out of harm's way.
Yeah.
When you F up your nose, it Fs up everything else. Mm. And I know that 35 yards rushing does not sound like much for Josh Allen, but he's only gone over 35 once this season.
Yeah.
And last year against Miami, in two games,
he
combined for 9 rushing yards total.
Okay, so he likes to throw against the Dolphins.
Yes, he loves to throw against the Dolphins. Over, under, 35 yards rushing for Josh Allen.
You don't think Josh wants to put a little show on for the people?
He can put it on with his arm, which he did last year because he played out of his mind and barely ran the ball. 9 yards combined.
He doesn't have to do that.
4.5 yards rushing a game.
I think he's going to have a little fun out
Bro,
there.
Bro, listen to what I just
told
you.
He might run backwards a little bit.
Why do you not listen?
Well, you don't want him to run backwards.
It might protect his nose. They smoked the Dolphins that opening week, the opening game they played him.
Yeah.
And he rushed for less than 7 yards.
I understand.
He does not have to run to have a great game.
I understand he did. He didn't need to run against the Jets.
Okay.
But he ran.
Well, he did on that one to get the first
Down. Yeah. If he sees an opportunity, he's going to take it. So you can't tell me if he sees an opening where he can run and he has nobody open, you saying he's not going to run?
With the last two games last year and a broken nose, I would argue he's going to stand.
I say 36 yards, definitely. So he's going to. What was it, the over? 35?
35.
Yeah.
Take the over on that all day.
Okay.
The kid's an animal.
Yes, I know. And he's got a broken
nose. And he's a wounded animal. What do they say about wounded animals, buddy?
What's that?
Buy their cereal.
What, you're getting?
Tony the Tiger, number one cereal.
Frosted Flakes and Tony the Tiger's got a bullet wound in his shoulder.
How do you think they took him down?
So Tommy tells it like it is, Thursday edition here on CMF, trying to repeat his 4-1 week from last week. He is under 225 yards passing for Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. He is over 35 yards rushing for Bills quarterback Josh Allen. Your third pick.
Yeah, buddy.
Over, under, 1/2 a sack for Bills defensive end Joey Bosa.
Oh.
Bills fans seem to like what he's bringing to the table, Kimmy.
Mr. Hollywood got after it.
Okay. He's been making splash plays every week
as
he is getting used to playing in this defense. He has been stopping plays in the backfield. He forced 2 fumbles last week and got his first sack. Tua has had a hard time staying on his feet against the Bills.
So did he get sacked a lot in that first game against Indianapolis?
That I don't know.
Okay,
I do not know. But for whatever reason, McDermott seems to know how to get to Tua.
Yeah.
So with a better pass rush in theory than in years past, this feels like a no-brainer.
This kid's going to be what a nightmare.
But a couple of things. Milano and Ed Oliver not being there will make it harder to rush the passer.
Oh, it's so tough.
And in 4 career games against the Dolphins, Joey Bosa only has 1/2 a sack total.
So he's due.
Or he's not good against Miami.
But is it the same Miami from those other games?
It goes back a decade. So probably the last...
For God's sake, some of those guys are in the grave.
The last 2 games would probably...
Cocaine overdose. Go ahead. 2 games what?
Nothing.
No,
now you're gonna make your pick. Over under, 1/2 a sack for Joey Bosa.
Oh, California boy's coming for him.
I don't think he's from California.
Yeah, he is.
He played.
No, he played in
Los Angeles.
I thought he went to college there.
Well, but even it doesn't mean he's from there. I don't know.
I feel like he's a Midwest kid. He looks like a Midwest kid.
Bosa? That's not like no
He's
Midwest.
Got a football family. I think they're all from Ohio.
This makes sense. He's from Florida.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Oh, so he really knows the Dolphins.
Hollywood, Florida, Kimmy. That's where he's
well,
from.
Well, there is a Hollywood, Florida,
Fort Lauderdale,
so yes.
Lauderdale, Florida.
Great casino down there. Yeah, he's going to get to this kid. This kid's
going to
get banged up tonight.
Tua?
Yeah.
You know, for the sake of his, like, humanity, I hope that doesn't. Like, I don't hate Tua.
I don't either, but.
After what happened. Like, I'm always gun-shy when we play the Dolphins, man. It always scares me because they do not protect him both on the field and off the field.
Right. So he's going to get his ass handed to him.
Okay.
I feel bad for that. I do feel bad for the kid. I do.
So to be clear, you are over 1/2 a sack for Joey Bosa.
You're going to see a hell of a game tonight, buddy.
Okay. Well, with that being said,
The
point spread this week is brutal.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I was surprised it didn't move a little bit when we got the injury news.
It did.
It did?
So short week, 2 teams going in different directions. The line opened this week with the Bills favored by 12.5 points.
Oh, my. That's college.
Yeah. But It has moved in recent days to a much more reasonable 11.5 points.
I thought it was back to 12
you,
and a half.
You want to look it up real quick? Because yeah. I saw 11.5 this morning. The Bills have not lost as double-digit favorites at home since 2022. However,
yeah.
in eight games, the last eight games, being favored by 10 or more, they've only covered the spread four times.
Oh, okay.
Tommy?
Yeah, still 12.5.
All right, I'm going with 11.5 because I wrote it down.
Okay. As of 3 hours ago.
Okay. Tommy, do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 12 points or more?
So you're asking me if they win. Well, obviously with these picks, it seems I'm trending moving forward to them winning this game.
Do you think you sound smart when you add words to sentences?
Well, that's how you sound smart. No, you add words.
No, no.
People that are smart have a ton of words.
Okay.
What?
You forgot what you were saying, didn't you?
Of course they're going to win.
Okay, so they're going to win.
And then what's the other question?
Are they going to cover the 12 points?
Well,
11.5.
Of course they are.
Yeah, are they?
Well, that would make it something special out there.
What would it make it?
Make it a prime time Miami blowout, baby. Blow their asses out.
Okay.
Like, it's going to be so embarrassing. Dan Marino's going to be rolling over in his grave.
Dan Marino's alive.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's very much alive.
Oh, my apologies.
So just to recap.
Some people on that team are dead, right?
Just to recap. Tommy is under 225 yards passing for Tua Tagovailoa. He is over 35 yards rushing for Bills quarterback Josh Allen. He is over 1.5 a sack for Bills defensive end Joey Bosa. He has the Bills winning. He has them covering the 12 points.
What a show tonight.
And because of that, that means it is a break room blowout.
Yeah.
So as we do every football Thursday or Friday. We will have our good buddies from 95.7 The Fan, Mike Danger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just after 9 o'clock in the recap. And from the Let's Go Duffalo podcast.
Who's that?
Ryan Duffy.
Ryan Duffy, not so fast, buddy. This game's going to be really lopsided and embarrassing today.
Okay.
And it's going to piss a lot of Miami fans off, what they're seeing out there. That's a proud franchise, right?
Sure.
Goes back.
Yeah.
Goes back to 72.
Yeah. No, that goes back past 72. That was their undefeated season.
But that was the peak of the Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
It's never been repeated.
Never been repeated, Kimmy.
Has it?
It is not.
No. I mean, the Patriots got close.
Well, they actually did better because they only
No, but they didn't win the
games.
Super Bowl.
You're right. I'm just saying.
So to go undefeated and win the big prize, it's the 72 Dolphins. And I say those guys are going to be pissed at what this franchise is sunk to.
What a crap take.
They are going to hold a press conference. The remaining 72 Dolphins will hold a press conference. Demanding changes be made immediately to that team.
How many are even still alive?
Almost a lot of them.
When is this press conference happening?
Well, Bob Greasy's alive.
No, he's not.
Yeah, see, Bob Greasy's not
Bob
dead.
Bob Greasy died. And
Bob Greasy is not
bro,
dead.
Bro, you know, and he died in the most ironic way possible.
What happened?
A Greasy fire. He was working the grill Bob Greasy's burgers.
what happened?
Which is weird because they also sell turkey burgers, so it's not even that greasy. It's very strange. None of it really makes sense.
72 Dolphins are going to make a statement.
Okay.
They're disgrace, but they've turned this franchise into. It was a gold standard team in the 70s, correct?
Yes.
Don Shula.
Sure. Dead.
He was the Tom Landry of the South.
Where was... What?
Of the Deep South.
Okay. Is it...
Texas more west. 72 Dolphins are going to make a public statement.
Yes, I got it.
Heads will roll. The White House is going to get involved.
That actually
it's
might happen.
It's going to happen.
That might actually
it may happen.
Okay.
People are complaining about your bonus pick before it's even over.
Bonus pick sucks!
Don't they always?
Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.